And let's go next to Italy. There, the lower house of parliament has passed a bill designed to streamline the notoriously slow judicial process. But it does more than that. Because it shortens the statute of limitations, the law will effectively cancel some 15,000 trials. And that includes one in which Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is accused of bribing a lawyer. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Despite days of opposition filibustering, the bill passed by a comfortable margin. But outside parliament, thousands of people made their anger heard. Shouting shame, shame, demonstrators denounce the many legal proceedings that will be put under the guillotine, such as a deadly 2009 train accident, substandard buildings that killed university students in the Aquila earthquake, and many more. A group calling themselves Musical Resistance sang Mozart's Dies Irae, the Day of Judgment, while speakers listed the names of the many victims they said will never see justice. But inside parliament, government supporters were celebrating what Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi sees as a war against magistrates he calls subversive and a cancer in the country. Berlusconi is currently on trial in three cases and risks arraignment in a fourth. The new law would effectively bring to an end this summer a trial in which he is accused of bribing a lawyer to give false evidence. This is how Berlusconi spoke to his supporters Monday outside the Milan courthouse.
Questi magistrati non lavorano per il paese.
These magistrates do not work for the country, but against it. All these accusations are absurd. These trials are simply a means to sling mud at a political adversary who is the only obstacle to the left winning power.
Berlusconi has undergone a dozen odd trials and was acquitted either thanks to the statute of limitations or changes in the law. The new law primarily affects white-collar crimes such as corruption, tax fraud, and fraudulent bankruptcy. It excludes organized crime and terrorism. Nevertheless, the head of the Italian Magistrates Association, Luca Palmara, said it's a defeat for the state and a victory for criminals. The new law will not have any impact on the current trial in which Berlusconi is charged with paying for sex with a minor and abuse of office in allegedly trying to cover it up. The Prime Minister has rejected prosecutors' claims that he hosted orgies at his home with starlets and call girls. But his version was challenged Wednesday by the publication of statements by two young beauty contestants who described being terrified by what they called the sordid goings-on at the Prime Minister's villa. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.